Appearing before the House Natural Resources Committee Thursday morning, Zinke responded to Representative Norma Thomas, a California Democrat, about why her state didn't get an exemption like Florida.
Florida did not get an exemption. In the case of Florida, three things. One is every member, both sides of the aisle, wrote me a letter. Second is the governor asked for an immediate meeting. And third, there's a little thing called a federal moratorium that expires in 2022.
After meeting with Governor Rick Scott at the Tallahassee Airport in January, Zinke announced that Florida was off the table for drilling. His latest stance comes just 2 days after telling the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee that Florida is still in the process.
And I could have put Florida off the list in the beginning because the executive order from the president didn't specifically look at Florida. But had I left Florida off, it would have been arbitrary and capricious.
Right now, his promise is just empty words.
U.S. Senator Bill Nelson speaking on the Senate floor last month. He has sent another letter to Zinke emphasizing his call to remove Florida from the plan. It was sent as Interior prepares to close the public comment period and a few weeks after the attorneys general of 12 coastal states threatened legal action if the plan remains on the table.
Because the only real thing out there that is existing is the law that prevents drilling off of the coast of the Gulf of Florida for the next 5 years.
Nelson also contends that Zinke wants to unravel all of the safety standards which were put into place after the Deepwater Horizon explosion, which killed 11 people in 2010 and spewed 5 million barrels of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
Those safety standards include requirements like making sure an independent third party certifies the offshore drilling safety equipment. Secretary Zinke wants to go backwards in time and reverse all of those safety standards.
On Thursday, Zinke told Representative Thomas that at this point, additional study will be conducted before any final decision is reached.
My commitment to California, and I'll say the same thing I said to your Governor Brown. At the end of the day, this president wants to take in consideration of local communities, of the state, and this happens every 5 years.
In response to the confusion over offshore drilling or no offshore drilling, Senator Bill Nelson is blocking three Interior Department nominees until Secretary Ryan Zinke offers a new offshore drilling plan which would, without a shred of doubt, take Florida out of the mix. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.